under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue as we cover it day by day. And as we cover the issues, I remind you once again, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do not make a determination as to the issue that we cover and how we cover it based on political rhetoric or denominational dogma, but what the Word of God. I've always used the term, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to look at everything locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What does it say? And I believe that's the only way we can determine what is happening and rejoice in it. And ladies and gentlemen, today, as Christians, as conservatives, I believe we continue to rejoice and we ought to continue to praise the Lord for giving America the victory in the Trump landslide. Listen. The scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. I understand that, and I recognize that, and I absolutely cling to that. But, ladies and gentlemen, God's given us a constitutional republic with a representative form of government that I believe God's hand was in what we have today as our system of governance. And as such, I am thankful that God has divinely intervened and given us back the hope through the election of something better in the future than we've seen in the past 4 years. The decline, the depravity, the immorality, the lack of trust and hope in the governmental system that we've had to endure for 4 years. With the degradation and the destruction of morals and ethics and values on steroids, as we've never seen in American history. Ladies and gentlemen, the loose, lax, lost left are still whining and I find it fascinating. They're doing the blame game as to what caused the loss of the election for Kamala Harris. I'm looking at a headline that says, watch the gals on The View melt down over the Trump victory and see their disturbing plan. The leftist media continues to melt down in the wake of President Donald Trump's historic victory in the 2024 election. Members of The View and the ABC are blasting conservative news outlets and calling for regulations on the media. It would help if we could regulate social media, one said, because one of the biggest offenders of D.C. is D.C., and the Congress have not been able to do one thing in regard to the rough corporations of social media. Anna Navarro said this, you're not going to get anything with Elon Musk in the administration, end quote. Then another one was responding to the comment from the host, Joy Behart, who opined and said, can we not let Fox News off the hook, please? And Newsmax and all the fake news that's been going on out there. Sonny Huston lamented how Trump is a complete aberration. He is a politician that has been twice impeached. How is it that we have normalized someone who started, who tried to start an insurrection, who is an election denier, who is a convicted felon, who is twice impeached, who has filed for bankruptcy six times, not a rich man. He's not a rich man, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening today across America. It's the tears, if you please, of remorse, because they felt that they had it in the bag. They felt that somehow, some way, with the deceit and the lying and the maneuvering behind the scenes, somehow, some way, they would win the election. But we won. But I want the focus today is not only we won, thinking of the candidate himself, but who else won in this election? That's where we're headed. That's where we're going. Who really won this election? So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we look at the truth book, John 8, 31 and 32. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, the Bible says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't believe that, I would not want to get up of a morning. If I didn't believe the truth of the Lord endures forever, that God is ultimate, that God is the sovereign, that God is supreme, that God is in control, I wouldn't want to get out of bed. But the fact is that truth is demeaned, diminished, and disregarded today. It was the secularist George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But truth still matters, regardless of who says anything otherwise. The younger Americans, one headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. I happen to disagree. There is absolute truth. The problem is finding absolute truth and the decay of morals, ethics, and values in our system today. In fact, that same survey said that 55% of the millennials believe there's no such thing as absolute truth, but that each person determines his or her own version of truth. And again, as I do each and every day on this monologue in the introduction of our program, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my admonition to you each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. Tools for Time campus has a 165-foot flagpole. And that flagpole, top of that flagpole, flies Old Glory, the U.S. flag. Ladies and gentlemen, find the flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we're going to talk about some of the whining and the opining and the blaming. Listen, the Kamala Harris campaign team, they're pointing fingers in about 100 different directions, making the blame game. Kamala Harris is blaming her staff, et cetera, et cetera. But before we get into that, let's take our first caller. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Doing today, how you doing today, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. In your monologue, you spoke about 4 years there. I would like to expand upon that. The last 16 years, and only four of that has been under a Republican president, and that was Trump. The divisiveness and all the backwardsness of the Democratic Party and the far left started originally with the Obama administration. I looked at this last election, and if you actually look at the numbers there, Kamala Harris, out of the 3,144 counties in the United States, did not match Biden in any single county. She got 66 million votes Trump got actually less votes than he got in 2020. Isn't it amazing how they got 81 million votes in 2020? I find it not coincidental that that number is
mathematically
so
impossible.
Much. Very, very much so. I was reading Genesis 50:20, and I had a chuckle out of it. And boy, if Trump would read that at one of his rallies there, that would just probably make my day. But anyway, beyond that, the Democratic Party is not going to give up. I think the current administration that's coming in January should hit the ground running and make the economy and make life so good for people that J.D. Vance becomes the next president there, so we can look forward to 12 years. If God and Jesus, his son, graces us with that, that would be a wonderful thing, because I've got a lot more behind me than I do in front, and I'd like to live my life in peace.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, in the First Timothy text, the second chapter, if I'm not mistaken, left page, left column, about halfway down in my Bible, it says that we're to pray for the princes, and I'm going to paraphrase, princes, the powers, the potentates, and the presidents, and that third verse says, so that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. And my prayer is,
yes,
God,
sir,
remove all of these that are fake, phony, false people, that we can live a quiet and peaceable life. That's my prayer, and I believe that we need to pray for those that are in leadership, and I believe we also need to pray and say, God, remove them, any one of them that's going to do anything to undermine, tear down, and destroy morals, ethics, and values in our great nation. That should be the prayer of every Christian. And I'm thankful,
yes,
for the victory, but Jim, I'm going to read an article. It's not an article, really. It's statistical facts that was sent to me from one of our listeners. It says, anybody want to explain these numbers? I'll wait. Wisconsin, for example, Wisconsin had 3,129,000 registered voters, but 3,240,725 votes were counted. That's 11,275 extra votes. Virginia, 4,159,000 registered voters, 4,244,487 votes counted. That's 85,487 extra votes. Vermont, the same, with 12,313 extra votes. North Carolina, 227,496 extra votes. New Hampshire, 31,452 extra votes. Minnesota, 149,929 extra votes. So the question is, how do we call it a fair election? Even though I'm thankful that Donald Trump won, the point is, Jim, I believe that that God gave us such a landslide of voters that we won the election in such a major, major sense that it was an impossibility for them to insert enough false votes to count, and we still won. That's the reason I'm calling today's broadcast, Who Won? Not just Donald Trump, but later in the broadcast, I'm going to give a list of those of us that really won, and the principles and the ethics, the morals, the values that really won in this election. But Jim, I find it amazing that we see such a vast number of voters that were still counted. We still do not have states across America that have cleaned the voter rolls or that have the integrity. For example, I believe Trump lost the state of Virginia. Virginia had 85,487 extra votes more than it had registered voters. Now, I want somebody to tell me how we can explain that inequity and how we can say that we had a fair and equitable election. What are your thoughts on that, Jim?
We did not. I lived outside of Philadelphia, and they typically turned out 106% constantly, and it was always favoring of the Democrat. That is another thing that I think that needs to be addressed. You heard me say it often enough here that Biden got 81 million ballots, but not that many votes. And I could say the same thing with Kamala Harris. The reason why they did not succeed, I think, this time is a lot of people got woken up from the last election. Just enough got woken up to take that extra step and become poll watchers and to be more diligent. But it requires a revamping of voting. I think it should be, like you said, say often, a national holiday, one day. You must appear in person at your registrar to get a mail-in ballot. with a valid excuse. No more of the shenanigans where you've got votes being gathered by the sackful and dumped in boxes. Until they get a hold of that, really that's the only thing that the Democrats under their current radical platform have available to them to win elections, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I believe it's time we get back to the basics, as you said, so that we can have an election day as a federal holiday, if you please, where businesses are closed and everybody has the privilege, the opportunity to and the freedom to go vote, to cast the ballots, and it's on paper, not on an electronic device that can be altered or changed, and at the end of the day, by 12 o'clock that night, listen, in history past, at by 12 o'clock on any given election night, we knew who won the game. Yet we had some of the, I believe it was Wisconsin, they stopped counting at 1 o'clock and said they're going back to counting at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why do that? Why have the two-hour break? It was quitting at 12 o'clock, going back at 3, or 1 and going back at 3. That's unheard of. So the question is, why? What took place in that period of time? I think I know, but I don't know that we'll ever find out for sure. But, Jim, thank you so much. The bottom line is, Trump won. America won. We the people won. The Constitution won. And as a result of that, we need to praise God for that, thank him for the victory, and ask him to give wisdom, protection, and strength for Donald Trump as he moves forward. And especially between now and January the 20th, during the course of the broadcast today, Jim, I'll be talking about pretty much in depth some of the things that's planned against Trump during these ensuing 2 months before he's sworn in as President of the United States of America. I shudder at the thoughts of what could happen and what is planned against our nation and against our newly elected president for the 47th President, Donald J. Trump. Jim, thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question. The comment, please.
Just up your own blood. You might have lost the amendments, but thank God that Trump got back in office.
Absolutely. I am thankful for that. I believe, Kenneth, that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot ought to basically be saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you for giving us the victory at the ballot box. You know, back in, I believe it was 2012, I had the privilege of publishing a book, Is It Time for Revolution? The answer is yes. The question I postulated in the book, will it be the battlefield or the ballot box? And I'm thankful that we see that the ballot box won. But, Kenneth, I'm concerned about where we're going in America. I've read dozens and dozens of articles just in the past 24 hours in relationship to what the left has in mind for trying to destroy Trump and prevent him from even being seated, even being inaugurated, sworn in, yes, as president. I think that there should be major legal ramifications and repercussions for any human being, any organization, any group, whether it be Antifa, BLM, or some of the socialist, Marxist, communist players paid for by George Soros. I believe there should be immediate law enforcement and interaction. There should be immediate incarceration. There should be fines and charges enough that it will prevent it from continuing to promulgate. But there are groups across America that's planning as we speak. Some have already started the rioting, the demonstrations, and the attempt to try to prevent Donald Trump from being inaugurated on January the 20th. What are your thoughts? How should Christians respond? What should we do as conservatives?
I tell you what, we need to wake up, because now they knew that 2020, they got evidence that 2020 was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody getting prosecuted or anything like that.
Kenneth, one of the things that I find it's so antithetical to anything that's called smooth transaction. I had the privilege of listening just a few moments ago of a part of Joe Biden's speech to the nation about a smooth transition, and he's authorizing his staff to work with President Trump's staff to make a smooth transition, et cetera, et cetera. And almost simultaneously, Letitia James, the DA in the state of New York, with about a 15-minute playbook of what's happening with the lost left, where she's basically openly, publicly stating what they plan to do against Trump and how they plan to undermine and destroy what they're going to do of trying to undermine his presidency and what they are planning in relationship to the continuation of the prosecution of President Trump. I think it's antithetical to anything that's called morals and ethics and values, and yet the left right now screaming and crying that Kamala Harris lost, and many of her staff members are coming out of the closet with anonymity and talking about what Kamala Harris is saying and doing and her belly aching and complaining. Pointing fingers is what it is, but the bottom line is, Kenneth, we need to be thankful as conservatives, as Christians, that God divinely intervened. We've been praying for that for months. We've been talking about it for months. And we're looking at the fruit of our prayers today. I believe, without any equivocation, God divinely intervened, of which we should be eternally grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for that. So, Kenneth, thank you so much. Keep praying. Keep looking up. We ought not to be discouraged, even though I believe, this is my humble opinion, I pray that I'm wrong, but I believe in the next 60 days, we're going to see major, major, major chaos, confusion, rioting, and demonstration in the streets of America because of the angry, unhappy folks on the left, the Socialist Marxist Communist Party. They cannot settle down and accept the election. Yes.
All these terrorists that they let in. Because President Trump's going to have a battle. All these terrorists they let in when they had open borders. Because they were a bunch of terrorists. They flew into Mexico or South America and came across the border. You don't know what they brought with them. The EMP bomb or whatever.
Most of them, there might be a minuscule number that's honest people that want to come into America and make a living. They still came in the back door rather than the front door. As a result of that, I'm in agreement. Trump needs to start a massive deportation program. But listen very carefully. This is my opinion. I may be wrong. Once he starts the deportation, you will find the socialist Marxist left, along with the media, accusing him of setting up concentration camps, accusing Trump of doing something that's illegal, immoral, unholy, ungodly, et cetera, and they will have suits filed that will almost tie Trump's hands in his attempt to clean the swamp and drain the sewer. I'm praying that I'm wrong. But I think we're witnessing the beginning of the open door of lawfare that we've never dreamed possible, even in the past 4 years that we've already seen. That's their only tool, is to try to use the courts to undermine, tear down, and destroy what Trump will do. So it deserves our serious prayer, asking God to give Trump safety, protection, wisdom, and direction as he serves the people of the United States of America. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Listen, I almost laugh at the Kamala Harris confusion in her camp as I speak. Listen, they're blaming each other. Kamala Harris, the Harris-Waltz team, blaming each other for the loss. In fact, some of the blame is, some say that Harris selected the wrong vice president candidate. You know, it's knucklehead Tim Waltz. Some are saying, within her camp, some are saying the reason she lost was because she selected the wrong VP candidate. Well, listen, I want you to understand, Kamala Harris didn't select Tim Waltz. Kamala Harris selected Tim Waltz as a result of those embracing her candidacy and pushed that that be the individual that would do so. I believe we have Mike on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, God bless you for what you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very grateful to our Lord Jesus and Father God for the results of this election. Christians need to be continual and vigil in their prayers and steadfast stance in the direction that the Lord has brought us. Question, why do we still have this long delay from Election Day to Inauguration Day? I know that's historical. That needs to be changed. I don't think we need 60-plus days, 70-plus days to let the previous administration, whomever it might be, create so much havoc.
Mike, I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with you. That leaves an open door for too many things, mishaps, and so forth. I think back with our basic tradition of that was based on the fact when a candidate is elected, then there's a period of time to put his staff together, his cabinet together, and make the transition without it being a hurried transition where it's half-handedly done. The problem is, just as you intimated, the problem is, for example, right at this very moment, Joe Biden is doing what he calls Trump proofing this system in Washington. Trump proofing means he's going in and tweaking rules and regulations. For example, at this moment, the Biden administration is making preparations so that it would be almost impossible to fire some federal workers. The Biden administration, in the Trump proofing effort that he's talking about, is tweaking rules and regulations to guarantee continued funds to some of our enemies around the globe. He is Trump proofing, and he's smiling at that, laughing at that, and being praised by the socialist Marxist media and the left. I find it antithetical to anything that will be called a smooth transition that he just spoke of in his nationally televised speech to the nation about the new election, who's elected, and the transition from his office. But you're exactly right. It leaves too many glitches, too many open doors, too many possibilities for there to be harm and danger, especially for a candidate that is has already been ill-treated with lawfare and attempt to impeach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in the past leadership. So it deserves our prayers, Mike, and serious concern about it. I'm praying, Mike, that during the next 60 days it will have God's intervention to protect Trump, to protecting him physically, protect him so that he will be circled, if you please, with God's protection so that he cannot be harmed or something to prevent him from being sworn in on January the 20th. But, Mike, you're exactly
he
right.
As well as Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, we don't need him to wipe out the whole new team.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah, Joe, exactly Sleepy right. Joe's words are empty, as are Kamala's. Of course, she did say, we will continue to use the courts. So they, if people will listen, the left tells them plainly what they're going to do.
Mike, you're exactly
they
right,
tell
brother.
You plainly. If people are just listening and they tell you what they are and will do, we just need Christian conservatives stand up, especially pastors grow a backbone and a spine. Because a lot of the sheep still looking to the shepherd to maybe guide them. Because a lot of them are clueless and blind hearts as well as minds. And they need to stand up, me included.
Absolutely. Well, brother, we're thankful for you. Thankful for your call. Thankful for your insight. It deserves our serious prayer, especially for the next 60 days.
Continue to pray for you and the radio broadcast and radio messages.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. God bless you, Mike. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over to the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, it's Lisa Dernberger. I was a candidate for soil and water, and I lost my race, but holy cats, did we win big.
You're exactly right. I am thankful for it. As Christians, we need to recognize exactly, literally, what God has done for us and what God has done in giving us what I call a divine intervention with a divine reprieve to see what we do with it for the next 4 years.
Amen. Amen.
We need to keep praying, keep looking up. Go ahead.
Indeed. And the poll working and the poll watching is so essential. I couldn't be a poll worker or watcher because I was on the ballot, but I could have had 30 people watch for me just because I was a candidate. And I did not know that. I got 3 people to watch. So just imagine if we as Christian conservatives get out there, get on the ballot, and have all of these people watching the elections, and including what the RNC has done for President Trump, we will make it impossible for them to steal again.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Lisa, our time is up right now for the top of the hour news, but thank you so much for your call, and God bless you, and I suggest we keep praying, keep looking up each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues. We're talking about who won this election. We're not talking about just Trump, but all of we as the citizens, we won. We'll talk about how. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WAYL.